You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired Profiles, Michael Z. Cummings and his CD, Storyteller. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by.
In just about every place, my mind's been walking. I tried to erase voices in my head, yeah, but you keep on talking. Daydream about your laugh and smile, yeah, it's been a while. Thinking you'd come back someday, should have changed my way. Therapy a little for me, guess we weren't meant to be. And I live my set and you in New York City, still in the back of my head, you always look so pretty. Fun to holler, man, we were so content. Still I smell your scent, wonder where you went. Thoughts of regret, feelings of blue. Time marched on ahead, couldn't seem to move on. Still a lonely bed, still a lonely song. For me to finally see photos of my mistakes, videos of heartaches, still I'm broken in two, painted moods of blue. Admittedly, I'm still so in love with you.
From his CD Storyteller, that was Michael Z. Cummings with We Were So Content. Visit Michael at his official website, www.michaelzcummings.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Michael regarding his new CD, and here's how the interview went.
So, it's a great CD that you have out now, and now that all the work that's gone into making it's behind you, how do you feel about the end result?
Oh, it's just great to be done with it. It's allowed me to move on to the next step, which is just, you know, kind of basically gigging out relentlessly, which I couldn't do when I was making the CD because I was, you know, so caught up in actually recording dobro and lap steel and guitar and harmonica. So it was very, very time consuming. And it's just nice to get out and start playing in front of people.
And to tell me about your recording history. Well, I mean, which album is this for you? A first or what is it?
It's the first. It's the first album, and I think I kind of got pushed into it from a few of my guitar students. You know, I was just kind of happy just having people come in and out and giving lessons, and my students kept on pushing me and saying, "Hey, you gotta start recording some of these tunes that you're writing." So I started really just with an idea of just recording some old ragtime and blues numbers that really weren't even mine. And then I wrote one number, Now You See, that people really liked. And so I said, well, you know, maybe I'll just continue with writing my own songs. But it was really poetry that I had written years ago. I had stopped playing guitar for a while and started writing poetry, and then I put them together.
I see. And what kind of appreciation or depreciation has this given you for the process of making a record?
Well, I learned a lot, actually, and I really didn't realize what goes into it. But I think I learned a lot from some of the session players that played with me in Los Angeles who were touring musicians with major acts really taught me a lot. And I think one thing that I came out of it with was to keep it underproduced. You know, so much of what I hear and what's out there is just really very overproduced. And I want to just kind of keep it organic and rootsy and underproduced. And hopefully, you know, that's what the listener will hear.
Now, talk about how music started for you. How did that begin?
Well, I started on piano, Brian. My mother kind of forced me into it, and I did that for a little while, and then I kind of got turned on to guys like Mississippi John Hurt and Robert Johnson and some of the, you know, just blues artists out there, Sun House, rural Southern blues. I just really saw a real beauty in just a person and a guitar with nothing else. And so I really I got into that style, and then later on, I studied classical. I really love classical music. So I think it kind of was a combination of learning the right classical techniques, but also kind of being raised on blues and just kind of putting them together.
I see. And what was it about blues specifically? I mean, you talk about the idea of just one man and a guitar, but what else was it?
You know, it was almost like visiting a foreign country. You know, when you're going to school and you're living with everyone who's in a kind of a cocoon, a shell, and then you hear that kind of music and it's outside of, you know, Led Zeppelin or the Rolling Stones or the Beatles. It was like, you know, visiting a foreign country, and because the music spoke for itself. And I like the stories, I like the words. So I think it was just different. You know how sometimes as a person, you're attracted to something different than what you're so used to, what your environment, is. If that makes sense to you, Brian?
It makes a lot of sense to me. A stranger in a strange land.
Exactly.
I see. And who all did you work with in terms of production for this CD, or was it all just you?
Well, I produced the CD and I arranged it. I work with Pacifica Studios in Los Angeles, but the musicians that I work with, and I also work with another studio in San Diego, Langdon Productions. But I work with Dennis Kaplinger. He plays fiddle and a few other instruments. And he's played from everybody, from Eric Clapton. He was on The Road to Escondido. I think it won a Grammy for Best Blues Album, to Vince Gill and anybody in between. And he taught me a lot. He's amazing. I work with Duras from Dwight Yoakam's band. I work with, Laura Creamer, who, I think she was on Neil Young's, I wasn't off of the last album, the second last album, and she worked with Kid Rock and everybody in between, Black Crowes, and then I also worked with DJ Bone Break on drums, and he worked with X.
That's right.
And so it was interesting. But I also played the lap steel and the dobro in addition to guitar and harmonica. So it was interesting, as opposed to just kind of bringing in an LA studio musician to play dobro and lap steel. So I kind of had a hard time with it, but I studied a lot on it. I think it came out, what I'm told, it came out nice.
Visit Michael at his official website, www.michaelzcummings.com. From his CD Storyteller, here is Michael Z. Cummings with Sexy Lips and Shapely Hips.
Please don't talk about me, not behind my back. Honesty and loyalty, I guess it's what you lacked. Sexy lips and shapely hips, yeah, gets you what you want. Christian Dior, your fingertips, fancy restaurants. You used to be my lover, someone I'd adore. Yeah, you sure had your druthers. I had to lock my door. Was never deceiving, not as clever as you. Always believing in what you say and do. Didn't really have a clue about your secret life. Not the woman I first knew. Yeah, I thought you'd be my wife. Found myself on a greyhound, reminiscing in my head. How is California bound? Still thinking about you in bed. Beside me, maybe it's just fate. A little smile and introduced yourself, fiddled and said, "Kate, Greyhound kept the rolling on past the Carolina state line. The conversation intensified, we were both feeling fine. Kate was headed to Santa Fe, yeah, and me to L.A. Silence overcame us, nothing more to say. But then I told Kate my story, and hers a mirror of mine. And guess we weren't the only ones. Couldn't read the signs.
Listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Egypt Central, and their latest release, White Rabbit. Much like the White Rabbit in Alice in Wonderland, this stunning release grabs you and leads you through a mesmerizing journey. With tracks such as White Rabbit, Ghost Town, and Change, White Rabbit is an exciting listen that will keep you coming back for more. White Rabbit, the new release from Egypt Central, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at www.egyptcentral.net. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. In your way, truth is, wearing thin, I can see right through your disguise.
Truth is, buried alive underneath this. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host, Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for singer-songwriter Michael Z. Cummings and his new CD, Storyteller. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Michael regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And from the CD, what songs off of it resonate for you the most and why?
Well, I think probably every artist will tell you that the song that they like is the song that nobody likes. I don't know. I like, my favorite song is called In Memory Of, and it was about my brother who I lost. He had an accident. And he was really actually the catalyst for my guitar playing, because he was my older brother of a few years older who was really into blues, which I wasn't. I was listening to Led Zeppelin and the Stones, which, of course, they're blues, but he was into the people they were into. And so that song had a lot of meaning for me and my family. And it seems like family blues gets the most radio airplay, and a song called The Chronic Relapser also is getting a lot of radio airplay, especially out of the country. And they're stories. My songs are all stories. They're not. They're just all short stories. I'm not really. I guess I can consider myself a songwriter, but I don't know. I'm kind of more of a poet or a storyteller. I stopped playing guitar for a number of years and was just writing poetry, and then I kind of combined them. But the songs, from what people tell me, they're very different, and. It's difficult. There's a lot of great singer-songwriters out there. I hear a lot of great ones. I've listened to your station. You've got some incredible talent. People that I've... Because I didn't know about your station until recently, until I found out. And I was just amazed at some of the people that you play, because I've never heard of these people. And you're just very, very talented.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Never had an endorsement like this during an interview, but...
you got a great station.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you so much, and but the songwriting process for you, is it exclusively a combination of poetry and what you've managed to learn on guitar, or is it more than that?
Well, different people approach it differently. I don't really have a method to it. Sometimes I lay down a track on a guitar and I say to myself, you know, what is that guitar trying to tell me? I have a lot of poetry filed over the years. Sometimes I can pull out something and it'll match, and then I can tweak it out. Sometimes I'll write something and then I'll write guitar riffs around it. Sometimes I'll just see something. Something will hit me. I'll be sitting there having lunch outside, and somebody will walk by and they'll say hello, or I'll say hello to somebody and they don't say something back to me, and it will just set it up like a lyric would come up, maybe like, you know, I said hello, but they just seemed to stare. I said it again, they didn't seem to care. You know, just kind of things will come up, and I try to write what people can relate to. So it's a process of matching words and lyrics, but usually, more than often, the music will try to, you know, say something to me, lyrically.
And earlier you expressed your relief that the process of making the CD was over and you could go on to doing some performances. Any performances coming up?
Well, I just had a pretty big one at the Pig and Whistle Saturday night. I have the concert it's a benefit concert at the Paralyzed Veterans Hospital in Long Beach. And then I have another show at Trips, and I think it's in Santa Monica. Those are the most recent shows coming up. I work a lot with Paralyzed Veterans. I've been teaching guitar over there for many years.
Yes, and I wanted to talk to you about that. Well, what inspired that?
Well, I was looking for a charity, and I checked out a number of different charities. And it was just a lot, you know, anything from volunteering at a hospital to a few others I won't name. But it just seemed like there was a lot of red tape involved, and I had to wait in line, and they were very impersonal. I ended up playing a benefit at a small little barbecue that they had, and I met the director and just started talking to them, and it all kind of made sense. And I asked them if I could start a program teaching guitar, because a few of the vets had asked me, you know, about teaching. So I kind of said, well, you know, maybe I can start a program. So I started the program a few years ago. And it's just something I like to do. I go there every other Friday. I'm there for about 4 hours, and I teach and the class. And, you know, it's just very, it's very refreshing for me. You know, people get so caught up in themselves and their own problems and their own world, and it's very therapeutic, and it's just a great bunch of guys there, and, that's how it started, and it just kind of built, and you know, then I just built relationships there, and it's something that, you know, I really, truly, truly enjoy.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard this CD of yours?
Well, I think if a person hears something and they can reflect upon their own life, you know, think a little about themselves, that's all I need. I mean, if I touch somebody emotionally for a minute or two or three, which is how, you know, a 3-minute song or whatever, I think that I've done my job, even if it's just one song. I think so much of the music that we hear, you really, I can't connect with. I'm not putting music down. I'm not putting in every, you know, there's a place for everyone and every artist, but some of my music is happy, some of my music is sad. I just think that if somebody can think about things and think about their life, then that's a lot of people's lives. I've done my job.
Michael at his official website, www.michaelzcummings.com. From his CD Storyteller, here is Michael Z. Cummings once more with In Memory Of.
Have you ever heard a song on the radio made you stop and think of someone you used to know? I was driving in my car just a few days ago, heard a sweet guitar, FM radio. Ever lost somebody who is so close to you? Favorite song came on, Me and You in Blue, my late brother's tune. Tears start to appear, my emotions in motion, childhood memories clear. I hear me and I sing along, yeah, I smile on his face when I hear that song. Time and place ain't easy to know. My bro ain't around. Visits in my dream, still hear his voice and sound. I woke up in a wet sweat, 2:19 a.m. The scene's surreal, and my dream I can heal. Like as a child, like I remember his face, me playing the piano and my brother on bass. We were playing that tune, Me and You in Blue. Thought it left too soon, yeah, but who would've knew?
that's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Michael Z. Cummings for his time and his music, and to Doug Deutsch of Doug Deutsch Publicity Services. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
Are behind us, but let's not be alone. And the bottom